You're listening to the Queensland Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
Well, the deal may be sunk between one of Australia's largest milk processors and a Chinese dairy company. But in Queensland's far north, there is hope it may signal a new direction for the negotiations, which will determine the future ownership of their factory. After nearly 2 years of torturous negotiations, Lion Dairy and Drinks yesterday abandoned its plans for a $600 million sale to Mengniu Dairy, with both parties conceding Foreign Investment Review Board approval was unlikely to be forthcoming. Charlie McKillop reports from far north Queensland, where around 40 farmers supply Lion's Malanda milk factory.
They say a day can be a long time in politics. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, until yesterday, was refusing to speculate on the details of foreign investment screening arrangements. Now he's happy for you to know the deal was sunk only after he told Mengniu Dairy its planned buyout of Lion would be contrary to the national interest. It seems many agree. Yesterday's development evoked a stream of anti-foreign investment and, more specifically, anti-Chinese sentiment on the ABC Rural and ABC Far North Facebook pages. As one punter remarked, some things are more important than money. You can't eat money. But others also pointed to the fact Lion is a 100% subsidiary of the Japanese beer juggernaut Kirin and has been for almost two decades. So does the failed deal mean the milk bottle is half empty or half full for milk suppliers who have been effectively in a holding pattern for the best part of 2 years? Colin Daly's family has been milking cows on the once proud dairying stronghold of the Atherton Tableland for more than 100 years.
I guess the thing for us is, where to from here? Like, Lion have shown their hand, they don't want to be here. From their point of view, business is business, and you know their business, from their point of view, they reckon hasn't been travelling that well. But we feel like we've been at the end of the line, and around the country, Lion suppliers tend to be amongst the lowest paid in each of the regions. Like, they're certainly not price leaders. You know, in our area, we haven't got any other option, but in other areas, they've certainly lost a lot of milk. They've certainly lost a lot of milk in other areas. If they decided they would bust it up and let someone purchase, you know, the North Queensland processing facility and take that over, well, that might be an opportunity. I guess that's the point I'm making. Is it an opportunity for locally branded, marketed, produced and sold milk to come back to the fore again? You know, certainly as a producer, you wonder if there's not opportunities to become a little bit more, you know, to be involved once again in that processing side of things as a local entity. Yeah. You know, people have shown over time that they like to drink fresh milk. You know, there's been UHT milk on the shelves for a long time, but it hasn't taken a great share of the market. People like their milk produced locally.
So, Colin Daly, you're suggesting that the demand is strong. What's the risk appetite for dairy farmers on the Atherton Tableland to take a greater stake in that factory?
Well, their financial capabilities are probably nowhere near as good as they were years ago because they've had years of being being cut back, and that's why the numbers have dwindled so much from where they were originally. But there is a market for 45 million litres of milk in far north Queensland. It's been proven through and through. We've always felt that the devaluation of the main white milk market, the people would have purchased that milk, whether it was $1.10 or $1.20 or $1.30 or $1.40. And that's a lot of money that's gone from the industry.
How does it feel to be a farmer and still in this situation of not knowing what the future is going to be beyond this season or the next?
Well, farmers by nature have to be gamblers, don't they? They gamble on everything, the weather, the price, the market. So it's probably not something to which we're not accustomed. Lion originally said, you know, if the sale process wasn't going to go ahead, they'd still be here. So let's see. But, you know, I think that there has to be some direction for the farmers, yes.
Colin Daly knows buying back the Malanda milk factory is unlikely to come from within the ranks of the 40 or so farmers left in far north Queensland. But is there another Australian-owned white knight waiting in the wings to buy part of or all of Lion Dairy and Drinks? Far Northern representative with the Queensland Dairy Farmers Organisation, James Geraghty, seems to think there is.
Bega and Norco were both interested in the purchase of Lion Dairy and Drinks, and Lion has always made it clear that they would not break the business up. They want to sell it in its entirety. So in that case, we'd look forward to the government providing some help for Norco, Bega and or other Australian businesses that are interested in purchasing the dairy business of Lion and carrying it on.
The Federal Treasurer may believe the Lion menu deal is not in the national interest, but that still falls a long way short of taxpayer funds being used to sweeten the terms of any future sale. Nonetheless, stranger things have happened. The federal government recently contributed $20 million to keep the embattled Mossman sugar mill afloat, while a biofutures investment deal is sought by a grower-owned entity to secure the mill's future. Could it happen again? Queensland Senator Susan McDonald was asked about it on ABC Local Radio this morning, along with whether the federal government is shutting the gate after the horse has bolted by blocking the China menu dairy deal.
I don't believe so. I think that Australia is still a country that requires a foreign investment, foreign capital. We're a small country, but we've got some big projects and big developments, particularly in agriculture. And so we rely on overseas companies investing and providing the capital that we need to continue developing to the world's best standard that we do currently. It is a matter, though, that this particular sale was not deemed to be in the national interest, but I am really optimistic about what options there are going forward. The Malanda region has got terrific products. We know that there is a high demand for Australian-made food products, both to our north, and, of course, domestically as well. And I'm keen to see that we move away from just bulk commodity products for dairy and into the premium products that are well-branded, particularly in the value-add items like cheese and yogurts and ice creams and those other dairy products in addition to drinking milk.
Do you think the government might stand ready to sweeten the deal for an Australian company to come in and assist the farmers to buy back the factory? You know, I mean, that happened with the Mossman sugar mill recently.
Yes, that's right. And that's a great example to use, is that Mossman had a group of very motivated producers who could see value in doing something a bit different, a bit unique with their product. And I'll be very keen to work with the Treasurer and Warren Inch to make sure that we can find a similar sort of solution and ensure that the Malanda Milk Factory continues for many years to come.
LNP Senator for Queensland Susan McDonald ending that report by Charlie McKillop. Norco and Bega were contacted and had no comment to offer on the developments involving Lion Dairy and Drinks being back on the market. Lion Dairy and Drinks is also remaining tight-lipped about its future intentions.